Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 56, the verses 1 to 8. This is what the Lord says: Be just and fair to all. Do what is right and good, for I am coming soon to rescue you and to display my righteousness among you. Blessed are all those who are careful to do this. Blessed are those who honor my Sabbath days of rest and keep themselves from doing wrong. Don't let foreigners who commit themselves to the Lord say, "The Lord will never let me be part of his people." And don't let the eunuch say, "I am a dried up tree with no children and no future." For this is what the Lord says: I will bless those eunuchs who keep my Sabbath days holy and who choose to do what pleases me and commit their lives to me. I will give them within the walls of my house a memorial and a name far greater than sons and daughters could give. For the name I give them is an everlasting one. It will never disappear. I will also bless the foreigners who commit themselves to the Lord, who serve him and love his name, who worship him and do not desecrate the Sabbath day of rest, and who hold fast to my covenant. I will bring them to my holy mountain of Jerusalem and will fill them with joy in my house of prayer. I will accept their burnt offerings and sacrifices, because my temple will be called a house of prayer for all nations. For the sovereign Lord, who brings back the outcasts of Israel, says, "I will bring others too, besides my people Israel." Think with me, dear friends, on the theme Boundless Boundaries and the expansive nature of God's embrace. Isaiah 56 verse 1 to 8 invites us into a significant realization. The boundaries of God's love and kingdom are more expansive than we often imagine. This portion from the ancient book invites us into a journey, guiding us through different layers of human and divine action, asking us to question and re-evaluate the boundaries we have set in our communities. Dear friends, in a world where lines of division are often drawn sharply, where certain behaviors, identities, or beliefs can quickly cast one aside of communal boundaries, Isaiah's words challenge such simplistic divisions. The text suggests that our efforts to bring justice and do right are intimately connected to God's overarching plan of salvation and deliverance. We are nudged to ask ourselves, whom have we excluded, and more deeply, on what grounds? If God's deliverance is intertwined with our attempts at righteousness, should we not also strive to expand our boundaries of inclusion, just as God continually includes us? Consider the rich imagery of a world where human acts of justice are so in sync with divine deliverance that they become indistinguishable. Such is the world Isaiah propels us towards. Two questions for reflection. One, in what ways might you have set boundaries in your community? Are they aligned with the expansive love of God? Two, how can you make your acts of righteousness more inclusive, mirroring the boundless boundaries of God's kingdom? Gracious God, we thank you for your expansive love and mercy. As we reflect on the teachings of Isaiah, help us to broaden our horizons, break our self-imposed boundaries, and include those we have previously overlooked. May our actions of righteousness be a reflection of your vast kingdom, where all are embraced. Challenge us, O Lord, to be bearers of justice, inclusivity, and love in harmony with your divine plan. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore.